Hello. Today we're going to be doing chapters 22, 23, and 24 of the book of Genesis. These are very, very famous chapters. Chapter 22 is probably as famous as the Mount Sinai, giving of the Ten Commandments, David and Goliath, the building of the temple and things like that. Very, very famous chapter. This is where God asked Abraham to give his son Isaac as a sacrifice. It's interesting about this passage that it is one that is revered by both Christians, or not both, but by Christians, Muslims, and Jews. The Muslims believe it's Ishmael that was the child of promise, and it was Ishmael that was taken up on the mountain, but at the same time, it's the exact same mountain. When you're reading it, take a look at the number of days it takes for Abraham to get to the mountain. God says it's a mountain. He'll show him where to go, and he names the area. Area is Moriah. Look at the number of days, because that number is one of those numbers in Scripture that shows up over and over and over again. And as you think about a couple of other times, and there's more, but think of two very prominent times where this particular number is used. Anyway, then the area that he goes to is a place called Moriah, and he goes up on a mountain, so it's what we refer to as Mount Moriah. That is only referred to one other time in Scripture. It's actually referred to another time, but it's not actually called that. But it's about 1,000 years later, and it is very interesting to note where this occurs and how it is used again later on. We'll see it again, but I'm not going to tell you what it is if you don't already know. So anyway, that's chapter 22. Chapter 23 is Sarah's death. This is a curious chapter. I don't know a whole lot about the theological significance of it. I haven't really paid much attention to studying it. But when you read it, Abraham is negotiating the purchase of a cave. And it tells us a lot about the way the thinking is in the Middle East. And I think a lot of that thinking still exists today. But pay attention to that and watch how that interaction goes back and forth and then how it ends. And then finally, chapter 24 is the death of Sarah. And with the death of Sarah, Abraham, the reality of Isaac not having a wife seems to kind of come to his forefront, and he's decided it's time to get a wife for Isaac. So he sends his servant off back to his homeland. He doesn't want to find a wife for Isaac from the Canaanites, and is the story of that that servant going back to Abraham's home and finding his brother's family and then finding a wife there, which is, as we know, it's Rebecca, and bringing Rebecca back. So it's a very interesting set of scriptures. Enjoy reading them, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.